Waiting for the winds. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Officials in Arizona are waiting with dread for high winds to resume as they battle a so-called tunnel fire, which has consumed more than 20,000 acres. Dick Fleischman is with the Coconino National Forest.
It's disconcerting, especially on a windy day. We expect additional spotting. We expect additional potential impacts where aircraft would be beneficial, but if we can't use it, we will do what we need to do on the ground.
Part of Arizona is under a state of emergency. No word on how the fire began. Now that a judge has struck down the federal mask mandate for planes, trains, and buses, some states are dealing with the issue on their own. More from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Boston's Public Health Commission is urging people to start wearing masks again, pointing to a rise in COVID hospitalizations there, as well as a 65% increase in cases. They're calling it a recommendation, stopping short of an order. In California, Los Angeles County is keeping its mask mandate in place at airports and on public transit, as well as Uber and Lyft rides, despite changes in the federal mask mandate. And Philadelphia is ditching its indoor mask mandate less than a week after being reinstated. City health officials cite decreasing hospitalizations and a leveling off of COVID cases. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a bill just passed by the state legislature to strip Disney World of its self-governing status. DeSantis is at odds with Disney after the company's CEO pledged to fight Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. It would limit what teachers could tell students in third grade and under about sexual orientation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Mexico is moving security personnel to its side of the U.S. border.
A massive convoy of Mexican military and police showed up on the Mexican side of the river. It was a huge show of force, and Fox News is told it was all part of a security agreement recently made between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the governor of the Mexican state of Coahuila. More border enforcement on the Mexican side in exchange for Texas dropping enhanced vehicle inspections on trucks coming in from Mexico. But after that Mexican convoy left, illegal crossings into Eagle Pass continued in broad daylight.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden's in Seattle this morning to celebrate Earth Day. He traveled there from Oregon, where he highlighted transportation projects made possible by the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
He was in Portland, Oregon, to see improvements at that city's airport.
20 million people travel from this airport every year, bringing 330,000 metric tons of cargo in and out of this state through this airport.
The president also took part in Democratic fundraisers in Portland and in nearby Seattle, Washington.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A week of memorials begins about now for the NFL quarterback killed this month in a highway accident. Fox's Matt Napolitano has a preview.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans created a makeshift memorial to Dwayne Haskins outside Heinz Field ahead of today's public memorial service in the city for the late quarterback. Haskins was killed April 9th after being struck by a dump truck and then a second vehicle as he tried to cross a Florida highway after getting stranded on the side of the road, according to his widow, Calabria. The Center Alliance Church on Pittsburgh's north side will host a public visitation this morning. A memorial service is also set for tomorrow in Haskins' hometown of Rockaway Township, New Jersey, with a vigil then set to take place in Potomac, Maryland, Sunday. Bay, where the former Ohio State football standout played high school ball.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.